they would take those livers and light, if the livers were not, well, if the livers were all right, you take the livers and lights and cook them together in the hearts and make something that you call hashlet stew. You cut it up in little cubes of a half an inch after it was cooked and add onions and various kinds of spices. Then you would also take that liver and light and boil them and grind, put them through a food grinder, and you would season it and stuff that in the sausage casings, and you could hang it in the smokehouse and smoke it and keep it.
All right, did you cut the sides off of the...
Yes.
What was that? What did you do with that?
You cured it and then smoked it. Mm-hmm. You ate it.
You ate with eggs?
Well, you did. You ate the ham with eggs. You ate the shoulders with eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And you also cooked with that side meat.
What did you call that?
You call it side meat.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it bacon?
No.
What the?
It was not called bacon in rural areas.
Oh.
It was called side meat. And you didn't say a flitch of bacon either. You said a slab of bacon.
Slab of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call the outside of the bacon?
How
did
you call it the rind.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do anything with that, or?
Well, you would take the fat, the real fat part of that side, and you would dry it out. I think the correct term is try it out, but we call it drying it out.
Mm-hmm.
And get the lard out of it, and you put that in cans, mm-hmm. and that would be your fat cooked with for the year.
That's pretty smart. When you're butchering the hogs, did you ever do anything with the head?
Oh yes, we'd take the head and we would cook it. And we'd cook the feet in with the heads.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to get the brains out.
Yeah.
Then you had to get the burrs out of the ears, and you had to get the burrs out of the noses too. And you would boil that meat and. Make Brunswick stew out of it and tin it.
Mm-hmm.
You would also make souse meat out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the South, they never made what they make up in Pennsylvania that's called what? That stuff they make out of the head and feet. Well, I know, but it's not. But we made souse meat out of it. Now that's pressed meat that you press. Well, you season it. You mash it up after it's thoroughly cooked. You mash it up together and season it, and you put it in a bag. I used a flour sack. Mama did, too.
Mm-hmm.
And let it drip overnight so that all the fat would drip out of it that you could.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to eat it fairly early.
Yeah.
However, you can slice it and pack it in jars and pour vinegar over it, and it will keep
mm-hmm.
for a good long while. You could do the pig feet the same way. You could cook them and make a pickle, and you could pickle those, you could put those up, and they would keep. But you had to use a pressure cooker if you expected to keep it any length of time.
Yeah.
But you could put that pickling solution over it, and it would keep longer than if you had just cooked it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do anything with the blood?
No, we never did. Now, many places they make blood sausage, but we did not.
Mm-hmm. How about, did you ever mix
cornmeal with that stuff from cooking the heads? Now, that was what I was trying to think of the name of. We did not. The people up in Pennsylvania did. Now, that was the Germans who did it, but it was not the English.
Did you remember what you call that?
I can't remember what it's called. That was what I was asking you a while ago.
Scrapple?
Scrapple.